Now in Richland Center, 20 degrees, and the Good Morning Thursday time is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. European Union leaders have opened a day of emergency summit talks on Ukraine following President Trump's suspension of all aid to the country. A draft of an executive order obtained by ABC News shows the president has directed Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of closing the U.S. Department of Education as soon as this week. Elon Musk meeting with Republicans on Capitol Hill about the firings of thousands of federal employees afterwards.
Mr. Musk, what was your message in there to House Republicans?
There's a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government.
Another major storm across parts of the Midwest and the South.
Torrential rain and powerful thunderstorms slamming the I-95 corridor. Outside Charlotte, multiple buildings torn apart by a confirmed EF1 tornado with 90-mile-an-hour winds. Families in North Texas and outside Oklahoma City cleaning up.
That's ABC Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News. Mohammad Sharifullah, the man accused of facilitating the deadly Abbey Gate bombing in Afghanistan that happened as U.S. troops were pulling out, making a court appearance in Washington. ABC's Alex Mallon was there.
He walked in. He was in a blue getup. He did not have his legs or hands shackled. He was surrounded by three very large U.S. marshals who stood at attention, watching him very intently the entire time. He had an interpreter. The judge essentially just read him his constitutional rights. He is now a criminal defendant in the U.S. justice system. He is afforded the same constitutional rights that any criminal defendant in the system is afforded.
Sharifullah believed to be a member of the terror group ISIS-K. Football practice has begun at the University of North Carolina with new coach Bill Belichick at the helm. The 72-year-old who won 6 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots has said he wants to build a mini NFL model at the collegiate level at UNC. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, the filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How.
Today's forecast details will be coming up here from WRCO and WRCE. It's a great sunrise, a beautiful day from the center today. We invite you to stay tuned for all kinds of nail-biting action, including a look at some world record beaters and birthdays and anniversaries.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high near 40 with plenty of sunshine. Northwest to west winds at 8 to 16. Tonight, a low of 21, a 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning. And then Friday, a high of 38. Friday night, clear and chilly and 19. 43 Saturday with sunshine. And Sunday, up to 50 degrees, sunshine and mild temperatures. An east-northeast wind is at 5 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 20 degrees. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. And isn't it nice out there? Nice and fresh.
My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in.
Zach Topp and Bad Luck on Country and Community, WRCO and WRCE. Good morning today. We hope your morning is going along fine. It's a little bit less this morning in terms of phone calls and wondering about the weather and then also weather announcements and whatnot. So interesting day yesterday. And for the most part, we didn't get what was advertised, except for we did get some precip here. Never really accumulated at the studios here, but other places it did. I met some cars where snow was blowing off them. And then some of our listeners in the outlying areas reporting up to 5 inches of snow. So it did happen. That's for sure. The worst of it for us was the wind. And I've had to pick up my recycling container and my garbage bin a few times here in the last week or so. I guess I have to get more garbage planted in them or something. Although then it's more to pick up when they blow across the yard. Here's Shaboozy.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin. For the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. With the devil when walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. Knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
All we all really need is a little good news. Well, for all you Henry Bray friends, he'll be coming up soon. Both of them, his mom and dad, he'll be up soon. Right now at WRCO, a flashback with the Eagles.
Got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand.
take it easy.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from the oven, Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Many of you have heard the words, "I'm hungry," from kids of all ages. Having smart snacks planned and on hand will help. Just two or three snacks a day, a good hour before meals, are all you need. Try low-fat yogurt topped with dried cereal or a quick smoothie made from milk and frozen yogurt. For more healthy snack tips, follow the Richland Hospital and Clinics on Facebook and Instagram.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in
rawhide. Oh, easy boy.
Hey,
Hank.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, great, man.
Oh, good. Hey, did you have a good night off yesterday?
Yeah, I was, sort of relaxing. June and I were dozing by about 8 o'clock, on the couch, but off and on.
You were still here like at 7:30 last night, so you went home, slept.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So no rest for the wicked.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah, we're kind of winding down winter sports.
Yes.
We'll have a little bit of a gap and then get into spring sports in a month or so. Yes.
Working
strike.
On.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, I've been working on it.
I appreciate when you call a lot of them. It gets us done faster that way.
Oh, they're all. And here's, I'm going to make a quick point here, okay? Everybody thinks an umpire, oh, that's a ball. He was safe, or he's out. If you're an umpire, okay, there is nothing better than strikes and outs as an umpire. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
Because every out is closer to the end of the ballgame.
Right.
Every strike is closer to that out to get you into the ballgame.
Yeah.
So you got to understand that, umpires are not there to – if they want to call a fair game, a strike's a strike and an out is an out. I mean, that's just – but
same thing with poor old radio announcers.
Yeah. Hurry up. Guys, pull some outs.
I always think about the late, great Bob Uecker in Major League, though. There are games, at all levels, where, it's ball 4, ball 8, ball 12, ball 16. It's like, throw it across the plate.
Henry must be pitching today.
Yeah.
But no, as an umpire,
right?
You're wanting to call strikes and outs. You are. But you're not going to cheat anybody.
No, you're not going to cheat the kids.
No.
You'd never do that.
No, but it's just one of those things, Oh, that's a strike. Trust me, if it's a strike, I'm calling it. I'm calling it if it's a strike.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You may not like my strike zone, but as you're consistent,
Yeah, that's the big thing I think everybody wants is if you're giving the outside corner,
give it both ways.
Give it both ways.
Yes.
And, that's the thing. Because sometimes and we're all human, but it does change during the game. You're getting the outside corner and all of a sudden you're not.
Right. And a lot of umpires, you'll see a lot of younger umpires do this. You'll have one team with not so good pitching, okay? So they open up that strike zone, which is fair.
Right.
Then you go to another team that has a really good pitching, and the strike zone closes because that umpire automatically thinks, well, this guy's good. He can hit my zone. If you're going to call it one way, call it the other, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
So,
and I've seen sometimes where there's a really good pitcher kind of get
shafted.
Well, no, gets the benefit of the doubt. Like it's like every pitch is.
Yeah, see, and I don't. I have a zone and I keep it there. I mean, outside chalk line to outside chalk line.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
About 6 foot.
Well, six foot. They can reach it. It's hittable, right?
Yeah. Hey, bat's 34 inches long. Let's roll with it.
Right. Let's go.
So.
Oh, well. Hey, some things to celebrate today.
What, is it the Edward Jones calendar?
Yeah, National Frozen Food Day. It's National Oreo Cookie Day, Hank.
Oh.
You know, they were invented on this day in 1912.
They're a little bit older than I am.
A little bit. But they have all these wild and woolly different brands. You know, they got double, triple stuff. And
the thin ones. Why am I buying thin cookies?
I don't know. I've never bought them
Same price.
Uh-huh.
Less weight.
I think they have Oreo breakfast cereal, too, don't they?
I have. They probably do. I'm going to go find it if they do.
If not, you can just crumple them up and pour some milk on them.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's too. Right.
And you know what's even better? If you put it in chocolate milk.
Oh!
You're going to go all the way? Go all the way.
You know what? We're going to find out later today on our morning show if that's a good idea. Because
oh, no.
They're going to talk about diabetes and good health.
Is the hospital coming in?
Yeah, yeah.
I will be gone. It's
Ty and Lindsay and the gang. You know,
yeah, because they usually get mad at me if they walk in my office.
Walk in there and you're eating Oreos.
Well,
what do you do?
What do you do?
No, they're good. They aren't judging me, Hank.
No, they judge me. Ty judges me. She's good people.
Absolutely. All right.
Anyway, speaking of food,
you world record beater.
Pokemon shaped Cheeto.
Really?
Is it Charizard? Okay, it's a Pokemon named Charizard.
Right.
Okay. Sells at auction for $87,000.
Wow.
So a Cheeto-shaped, like, beloved Pokemon has sold at auction for a total cost $87,840. The Golden Auction House listed the snack as sold on Sunday. Presented in a 3-inch long flaming hot Cheeto in the shape of a Pokemon Charizard, affixed to a customized Pokemon card and encapsulated in a clear card storage box. Yeah, it was initially discovered and preserved sometime between the years of 2018 and 2022.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, any one of us could have had a Cheeto shape like that, but you eat them so fast. I mean, who's looking at them?
Apparently, this guy is worth. He made himself $87,000.
He did, man. That isn't that something. And then, but they would get stale. And how do you preserve them during?
They put them in a glass case.
Glass case for Cheeto.
Takes the air out.
Oh, okay.
And why? Uh-huh. What are you going to do? Save that? Put that in a time capsule? Going to eat that later?
I don't know.
$87,000, a conversation piece.
Yeah.
For who?
All of your guests that come into your house, you know.
$87,000.
I haven't
made that money in 10 years.
No, it takes me about 10 years to make that much.
So. Yeah.
The world's first and possibly only orchestra to exclusively make music from vegetable instruments was awarded a Guinness World Record. Wow. The 11-piece vegetable orchestra formed in Vienna, Austria, when musicians of various backgrounds came together with the idea of carving veggies into instruments. It started as a joke, but they got to be able to play music on there. It's difficult to do. They say they were making soup together at the time, and one idea led to another. So the performers have perfected the art of playing with their food. Their instruments include carrots carved into recorders and leeks carved into mandolins.
Really? So when I was a kid, my dad said, stop playing with your food. I could have done something with my life.
Could have learned how to play the carrot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, do you like cooked carrots?
I do like cooked carrots, okay. Sure.
A squirting milk from the eyes. Okay, now, another weird Guinness World Record is held by an individual named Yilmaz from Turkey. He draws milk from his nasal cavity and injects forcefully through his tear ducts.
Ugh.
It's one of the most bizarre displays of human physiology you'll ever witness. It is really, really weird. The squirting distance was about 9 feet and 1 inch.
I don't even want to see that.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it.
It's very unsettling.
I bet it is.
It was just like, okay, that's different. But I had to share that because that's the kind of guy I am.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
full of things that give us thoughts that are hard to get out of our heads.
Yeah, and here's one for you. You know, your beloved cat.
Annie?
Yep. A cat can balance 10 dice on its paw. Pretty sure that this is a quirky feat of BB, one of the world records you didn't know existed. BB, a black and white feline from Pochong. Never heard of that place, but will leave you in splits with his talents. The cat can balance 10 dice on his paw, turning everyday pet antics into a remarkable achievement that warms the hearts of every cat lover. So he actually has his paw, and he sits there with 10 dice in his paw. It's really, really cool to see. Unlike the squirting of the milk.
Interesting. Oh, man.
10 dice. Do you think Annie could do that?
No.
You think Annie could do one?
No. You know, Annie, like most cats, is very, what would I say? I don't know how you would train them. Because they're their own person, you know. They're their own being.
They definitely have a personality.
They only want to do what they want to do.
Exactly.
I don't know how you would train them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should ask Phil. June. She did a pretty good job with you.
No, she's still working.
Oh, is she?
She's still working.
Poor woman.
Can't say that she's got me fully trained. Yeah. You know.
Does John Denver sing The Big Buffet?
No, he does not sing that.
No. The world's longest kiss. Maybe you could have this with June.
Okay? Oh, sure.
This is an attempted record here. Love knows no bounds, and neither does their kissing. Some people from Thailand, I don't even know their names. I'm not even going to try to pronounce their names. From Thailand, kissed for 3 days straight. They kept kissing for 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. The longest time ever. That they did it without pausing, even for a second, and they bagged 2 diamond rings for winning the competition. They didn't kiss and tell. They kissed and kissed and kissed and...
Oh, boy.
Kissed and kissed and kissed and kissed again.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's kind of... There are some really, really questions that I want to know about that.
Well, they... it'd be like pausing a Hallmark movie, the end of the Hallmark movie. You know, just there it is.
Yeah.
The kiss, it never ends.
For... 58 hours.
Yeah, that's a little...
But there's questions that I'd really like to answer, to ask. Like, okay.
Keep them to yourself.
Okay. Because you're wanting to know the same thing.
No, I'm not.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Any big plans for tonight, young man?
Let's see. I'm going to go out to the high school for a big game out there.
Should be a dandy tonight.
Talking about it on the video tonight. But,
On Huddle through Richlands. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Schulzberg and Barneville girls basketball.
Should be a dandy.
Both teams this year, and they're both really fine teams. Really good coaches.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So it'll be a... It'll be a dandy tonight.
Myers at
Jim Myers is back. He became Wisconsin's winningest girls basketball coach earlier this season.
Mm-hmm. And Nate Russell from Shelbsburg.
Yeah, he's a good coach too. Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Oh yeah, let me tell you the story.
And a girls basketball coach.
Yeah, real quick. I know we're running out of time, but I was doing a girls Shelbsburg game earlier this year, and he's very vocal, but. He goes, Henry, why don't you ever yell at me, argue with me? And I said, let me tell you something, Nate. I said, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. You're an attorney. I can never win with you because you love to argue. He looks at me and he goes, fair enough.
He's probably got that rule book. Rule number 41, statute, blah, 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 blah.
I do that with baseball.
Do
just
you?
To, yeah. Hey, guys, that's, you know. But anyway, and Kurt goes, that's not right, Henry. Kurt Thompson has a rule book in his head.
Well, maybe it's Arkansas rules you're going by.
Well, you know, you got to play with the hickory stick.
Steve Reich!
Have a good day. Be kind.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
On this day in history, 1836, the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, fell as forces led through the fortress after a 13-day siege. 1912, Oreo cookies first introduced by the National Biscuit Company, later known as Nabisco. And Walter Cronkite signed off for the last time after nearly two decades as the anchor of the CBS Evening News. The year was 1981. Birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up next, sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy 13th to a special granddaughter, Rose Huffman, from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. Aubrey Williams from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday, Evan Dreyer from St. Mary's School. To Taylor Pickle, happy 19th from Grandpa and Grandma Pickle. And greetings to Jim Stoltz from your family and friends. To Aaron Schauer from Lori and the guys. Also, happy birthday to Aaron from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Jim from Sister Jean. Happy birthday to Pat Werner from Shell Station Coffee Clutchers as well. Happy birthday to Carrie. To Carrie Dermis from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to Jennifer Wancurl from Lori and the Guys. Kenneth Broker from Sandy. Have a great day today. Happy birthday, Dad, from Brian and Kathleen. And happy birthday, enjoy your day, from Jordan and Desiree. Happy birthday to great-grandpa from Alice, Coulter, and Lindy. Happy birthday, love your family, Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. To Ken Broker, who has a birthday today. Lots of fan club members there today, Ken. Happy birthday to Amanda Vital from the Back Road Resurrection Life Church. Also from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we salute Mary Clark's birthday. To Brian Bell from Mom. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Brett Keller. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Courtney Alvin. Happy birthday, Ryan Lee. And have a great day today on the anniversary of Rich and Sugar Gunderson. Congratulations on this Thursday, March 6th.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. The news is next.
Now the golden sun can seal his kiss. Every summer day we'll love like this. When the snow is on the roses, when the bluebirds fall away, in my arms we'll both remember all the
Sonny James on WRCO. Phil Nee opening up a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Good morning. It is a sunny 21 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Plenty of sunshine today, a touch breezy yet, a high of 39, with northwest to westerly winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, especially in the southern area of the Richland County, with a low of 21. In Richland Center, with east to northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, it's 22 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republican state lawmakers are at odds over tax cuts in the state budget. Republican leaders want to use a portion of the state's projected $4.3 billion surplus on a tax cut before tackling the next state budget. Evers has concerns. During a WISP politics luncheon in Madison this week, the Democratic governor said that doesn't make sense in light of the current uncertainty in Washington, D.C. Evers said he'd be likely such a tax cut if it reaches his desk prior to a completed two-year state budget. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new state Supreme Court justice and state superintendent of public instruction. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said Wednesday that not many are paying attention. The poll found 39% of respondents say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race, 42% say some, and 19 admit they've heard nothing at all. On the superintendent's race, it's half that. Only 18% have heard a lot, 47 a little, and 35 nothing. The Supreme Court candidates are Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. In the superintendent's race, incumbent Democrat Jill Underly is opposed by challenger Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant backed by conservatives. The new Marquette poll was released yesterday. A group backed by billionaire Elon Musk is behind a new set of attack ads and text messages targeting voters just weeks ahead of the election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It employs a battleground state strategy used last year against Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. It's the latest example of how Musk's extraordinary wealth has been used to promote the Republican Party's political interests. In this case, it's for ideological control of the highest court in one of the country's most important presidential swing states. The April 1st election will determine whether liberals maintain their 4-3 majority on the court. Veterans who have been abruptly fired from federal jobs say they feel betrayed by the Trump administration's dramatic downsizing of government. Nathan Hooven, who voted for Trump in November, lost his job last month as an inventory management specialist at the Salem VA Medical Center in Virginia. He says the administration didn't take the time to think about veterans who have served their country. Hooven and other veterans also say they're particularly angered by how they were fired. In an email that cited inadequate job performance, despite receiving positive reviews while they were working. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. It gives us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. Plus, low pay and low rates of diversity are problems statewide. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems. They need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for increased funding for staffing at the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories. On Tuesday, Call and a group of state legislators called for $2.7 million of the state budget to hire for an additional 19 positions in the labs. There are just three crime labs across the state to cover the forensic evidence needs of law enforcement authorities in 72 counties. Officials say they've seen long backlogs in processing evidence, causing lengthy delays in court proceedings for serious cases. Opioid deaths are on the decline in Wisconsin as settlement funding from national litigation streams in. The funding has been used for harm reduction efforts, public awareness campaigns, and school-based prevention programs across the state. Thanks to those efforts, officials say opioid deaths in the state last June fell to their lowest levels since April of 2020. Wisconsin will have received about $780 million from the various settlements by 2028. 30% goes to state programs, with the rest going to local programs.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family. Because someday, it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Thursday, March 6th. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died last Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family of Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died February 25th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2 at Boscobel Bowling Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Looking for a high today of 39, it's currently a sunny 22 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, saying it's time to give education back to the states. The Trump administration is getting ready to dismantle the Department of Education. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says an executive order is expected as soon as today.
Most funding for public schools already is at the state and local level, but the department does oversee billions of dollars in funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools, manages about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, and also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid through Pell Grants or FAFSA, for example.
Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans last night on Capitol Hill, trying to further explain the work his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out, including the mass firings of thousands of federal employees. European Union leaders beginning a day of emergency talks on beefing up their own security and providing more security to Ukraine now that President Trump has halted all funding to Ukraine. This is ABC News.